at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
One 100 years ago, Texas Tech was founded. Over the next century, it would grow into an institution of the highest degree. 40,000 plus active students, hundreds of thousands more alumni. Infinite potential. And in 2023, this Carnegie RE1 Research University will take a look back at the monumental achievements of the years past and set their eyes on the horizon. Click the banner or go to 100.ttu.edu to see how you can get involved.
Luke 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them,
The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest.
Matthew 25.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed? Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
2 Timothy 4. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Okay, so we're going to talk about staying focused as we fulfill our calling, our purpose that the Lord has us to do in our life. Let's go and pray. Lord, help us to be fruitful for your kingdom, to just bear abundant fruit for you, to stay focused, to have clarity and a mind to work on staying focused on eternity, knowing that we only have a short time here before we go home. So we get our work done. It's binary spirit that come against us in authority. In Jesus' name, we ask these things, you Father, your Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so focusing on your field. In our labors, right, scripture says, pray for the Lord of the harvest, for the work is plenty, right, but the workers are few. So as we're laboring, okay, and each of us have our each individual calling, it's different for each person, and very specific, you know, what we're doing by the Holy Ghost. You have to be really, really, really prayerful in your prayer closet continually, and because it'll change sometimes, okay? And you have to really be focused on what he's got you doing. Sometimes, right, what he'll do is he'll start you off small. Not sometimes, pretty much all the time, that's what scripture says, right, with the talents. Start you off small. And sometimes he'll give you instructions. And sometimes it's just a test. Like I know when I first, this is just me, okay, when I first started, teaching, it was text messages. I had a group of ladies that I would send messages out to, text messages. And he would just give me a word and I would send it out. And sometimes the text message wasn't so pretty. it was something that was a challenge for me to hit that sort of send button, you know? And I didn't fully understand. I was like, are they even going to receive this? And, you know, this and that and everything. And the Holy Spirit would use it, and sometimes it'd be amazing because I get replies back, and, you know, certain ladies, like, it was really spoke to them at, like, a certain moment, which that's the Holy Spirit. That's how he works. But sometimes I would know that when I would hit the send button that this lady really wouldn't want to hear this. She's not going to like this, right? But what it was is a testing ground. I didn't realize this. See, the Lord had given me a certain measure of talents, and he wanted me to be faithful with them, no matter what. You say it whether or not they want to hear it, right? Not casting my pearls before swine, okay? You don't want to do that. But what he was doing was, will you speak the truth even when someone doesn't want to hear it? Okay? Because you have to be loyal to me and you have to be faithful to me in order to serve me. You can't serve two masters. The Lord was getting this because I had a real bad idolatrous spirit and fearful, cowardice spirit that the Lord was getting out of me, right? Because I couldn't, you just can't serve two masters. And so then what I found out later on as I kept walking with the Lord is that he had me stop sending out the text. Every once in a while, you know, it's led of the Spirit, you know, something will be sent out. But, and then he shifted me to doing something else. And so, to actually like making teachings like full, because it is just scripture is true and alive. And it's just, the word of God is just is true. Because what would happen was, is all of a sudden I found I couldn't fit what he was telling me into a text message anymore. And it was a longer measure. And then he led me to start doing like the podcast and stuff like that. So what it was that I had been, you know, faithful, right, with the little bit that he gave me, and then he gave me more, okay? This is a parable of the talents. This is how he works, okay? But what he also had, and the reason why I'm sharing this and teaching this, because to help anybody who may have confusion in this area, he had me shift after that, okay? Because what happened was, is there's a period that I went through where he had me focusing on the teaching some. And so what would happen is I'd be working on these, right? And as I'm working on them, they take time because I just do it all myself and stuff. Like, that's why the quality, you have to forgive the audio quality sometimes because I'm not a professional. It's just a servant of the Lord putting out, you know, what he gives me. So what would happen is the Lord had me shift. And what happened is sometimes when we are laboring for the Lord, we are our natural man, what scripture calls our natural man, right? Our natural
flesh, right? Likes is more comfortable to ministering onto certain people or certain groups, okay? And because maybe you just click really well with somebody, or you just like feel like it's such a blessing, right? Or whatever. Or sometimes you think, oh, well, you know, in my opinion, when I look at a situation, this person really needs a lot of help. Let me focus over here. Whatever it is, this is why you have to just be prayed up and just listening to. I love the book of Acts, because it's just like the Holy Spirit said, go here. Holy Spirit said, go there. Holy Spirit forbade us from going into here. So he will direct our paths. A righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord, right? Scripture says. So when we pray and we seek God's face, he tells us exactly what to do. But what I'm praying will be a blessing is to help us focus during this season. Focus, especially right now, because the time is short and it's important, and it's just, this is an important season right now. Help us focus on the field that is in front of us, okay? Because you will have opposition, okay? And you've got to be aware, just like the parable of the talents, okay? Just like a harvest, okay? The Lord may say, work here for a while, okay? And it's just a little small patch of ground, and, you know, it's not the best patch of land, right? But there's some fertile soil there, and you're just going to be faithful and sow it. And it's really, he's just testing you out. Are you going to be faithful? Are you going to follow instructions? Are you going to do as I say? Are you going to do this? And if you're faithful with it, be prepared for him to move you to another patch of land, okay? And this patch of land is likely to be more fertile, okay? And softer, okay? And rich, okay? And he's going to give you more seed, okay? And he's saying, now I want you to work over here, okay? And what you want to be aware of is the enemy, okay, trying to pull your focus from left to right, back to the old patch of land even, okay? Because sometimes this, and once again, you got to be prayed up. Let the Holy Ghost lead you, but I'm just here to help, okay? In case you have confusion, and in case Holy Spirit is doing this with you and you have confusion on this, okay? You may let go of the old patch of land. You're not turning your back. You're not forgetting about it, okay? But what you have to understand is times and seasons, okay? And just heeding the instructions of God, okay? And that God is working on the whole harvest. He's got it all under control. But he may have you move to a different area, okay? And focus in on there and say, let go of this patch of land now, okay? Because what had happened was, and I didn't understand this, was when the Lord had me switch, okay, and focus in a different area, you know, in the harvest and working and laboring, I had confusion. I was like, well, do I forget about this? And he just had me switching my focus. He's like, you can still pray for certain people, right? But you need to let go and move into this direction, okay? But my heart, I think, was probably attached to them. There's more of a natural connection to these people. And I felt like I was like abandoning them, or I was doing something wrong, and all this confusion and guilt and all this stuff was coming in. And what he just basically explained to me was that he's moving me to a place where the soil's more fertile, okay? And that this first patch of land was more about me learning to heed his instructions, learning to be obedient, being tested if I will be faithful to him no matter what he's telling me, okay? And letting this go for the time, okay? And I'm not forgetting about these particular people. It's not that I don't love them or care about them. I do. I pray for them still, okay? And I do love them. And if the Lord so leads me to minister unto them, it's not like a hardening of my heart type of thing. But what he was explaining to me was that it wasn't bearing fruit, okay? Because their hearts were not fertile in soil for the things that he's given to me at this point, okay? Because there's a progression to these things talked about in Hebrews, okay? It starts with sort of like, you know, sort of like the babe milk type things, and it moves on to the higher things of God, okay? And the way he was explaining it to me is that at this point, he wants me to focus here because it's going to bear more fruit. This particular patch of soil is going to be more fruitful. These particular people that he has been working with, ministering onto, their hearts are more soft, okay, and fertile. And I see it. I just give something out that the Holy Spirit gives me, and it's like, boom, it takes root, and they run with it. Whereas I do see exactly what he's talking about with sort of this other patch of land where I would be sitting there talking and talking, reading and reading, praying, and not getting anywhere. right? I'm not getting anywhere, or very, very little. And the reason why is because their hearts were not broken up the way that this patch of land is, okay? And during that time and season in my walk with the Lord, when he was teaching me to be obedient, testing me, you know, it's like with that smaller group of talents, that was fine with those particular people. That was where he had me. That's what was good for the kingdom of God. But now he was moving me here. And so what we have to do is be aware that sometimes the natural man, the flesh, you may feel more comfortable in another area, but you can't, he who knows what to do and doesn't do it sins, right? We got to be aware, okay? We got to be aware of this, all right? That if the Lord's sending you here, you got to go there, okay? Because what we don't understand is maybe there's not sort of like this natural connection, or maybe you're not as comfortable in this area, but if that soil is fertile, there's a need in the kingdom of God there. And we want to be ready to work and labor exactly where he tells us to do it. And we want to focus. Okay. And that's really what this is about, is focus. Okay. Because what will happen is the enemy knows, and he sees that fertile soil, and he doesn't like it because it's bearing way too much fruit. Okay. And he will attack you. Okay. He will attack you. He will send you distractions. Okay. From friends, family members, ministry that's not according to God's will even, okay? And you'll see this because you start laboring and you're like, oh, well, I got to do this, right? Because I think that it's right in my carnal mind and it follows scripture, but we got to be led of the Spirit because maybe it's not the time and season for that. Because obviously, what did Jesus say? He said, spread the commission, give the commission to the Holy Spirit, spread the gospel to the whole world, right? But then what do you say in Acts, right? The Holy Spirit forbade them to go to certain areas. So they had to wait for the appropriate timing. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, they would have been, well, I'm following Jesus' orders, right? He said the whole world. So I'm going to go in here, even the Holy Spirit's saying don't. No. You wait until the Holy Spirit leads you there. Okay? Because it will be spread all over the whole world. Okay? But we have to also understand that the Holy Spirit is very specific. Okay? And he will do it according to his times and seasons. Okay? Because obviously, the gospel was spread there, but it was just at a different time. It wasn't at that time right then and there. So we got to be ready and willing and understand that the enemy will send us distractions that will seem correct in our carnal mind if we're not walking in the Spirit. Okay? But when we walk in the Spirit, we get in our prayer closet, the Lord's like, just let that go. Okay, not that we turn our back on anybody, and we love everyone, and we you know what I mean? We bear that fruit of love for them, not to be cold or bitter towards anybody, but what I've seen him do is say, you know, you need to focus here. They have a question or they need help or there's something going on. You answer them, but just then let it go. Let it go. Let it go and focus here right now. Because in the kingdom of God right now in this season, we have to understand this is a really important season right now. Okay, the things that are going on and the rising of the Antichrist, there's people out there super confused. Okay. Because there is a spirit moving here in the United States within the churches. And there are lost sheep that don't understand. The Holy Spirit is pulling them out of churches or moving them away from things or opening their eyes to things. Okay, it's just like Ezekiel. Okay, I think it's chapter either 8 or 9. Okay. All right. Where he's marking the foreheads. Okay. Angels are moving within the country right now. And there are sheep, there are babes out there that just, they're going to church because they're seeking the things of God. Or they're going to this, they're reading that book, or they're, you know, following this because they're seeking the things of God. But they're being deceived, and the Holy Ghost is saying no, but they're confused. They don't understand what's going on. They can sense things going on in the economy. They can sense, you know what I mean, that something's just not right. And they're confused and they're lost, okay? And the devil knows that. And see, the thing is, the Holy Ghost will lead you to these people because he knows who they are. And it may be outside of our comfort zones. It may not be what we're used to. It may not be what we can even understand. But the Holy Ghost is going, talk to that person right there. Go over here. Minister unto these people. Go, 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 right? Because he sees these sheep out there that are just like, something's wrong. I don't know exactly what it is, but the Holy Spirit is pulling them out of this, pulling them over there, calling them here. And they just don't really, but they don't understand what's going on. And the enemy knows that. He loves confused sheep. He loves them. Okay, because he has bad intentions for them. Okay. And what happens is he'll send you someone or something or some sort of distraction or get you caught up in what the Lord had you doing before, not willing to move forward with what his instructions are now, right? having you caught up in an old season when you've moved, he wants to move you to a new season, okay? Having you caught up in an old patch of land when he needs you over here now. And then what happens? You're distracted, right? And let's be honest, you're disobedient because you know the Holy Spirit's calling you to do something else, right? And then there's that sheep just wandering around, not knowing what's going on, okay? Scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, okay? We don't want that. We don't want that, okay? We want to be every soldier in his or her place, taking their orders, doing their job, right? 100%. The Lord moves you to a different area, be prepared for it. And understand that these attacks, they will come in strange ways and they won't be obvious. That's why you have to be prayed up. Got to be prayed up, okay? Because they're not. I mean, it's just, I'll get phone calls from strange places. I'll get this from here. This will pop in my head. Bizarre dreams. And I'm like, am I doing what God wants? I said, they're so confused, right? I'm like, am I supposed to be over there doing that? I thought he said this. Get in my prayer closet. And the Lord's like, no, that's a distraction. That's a deception. Focus. Holy Ghost says, focus right here. This is fertile. This is where I want you. Focus. Ramona, focus. Focus. Okay. So each of us, right? Each of us. Pray for the Lord of the harvest, right? He says, work is plentiful, but the workers are few. So all of us in our place with our patch of land, wherever he puts us, patch of land, going to work as hard as we can, right? Working on our harvest, whatever he's got us doing, that's our patch of land. And we're going to work on it like nothing else matters, because it doesn't. All that matters is God's instructions. Not that we're bitter to anybody else or we turn our back or anything like that, or we don't love. We love, right? We're caring, and we have that fruit of the Spirit, okay? But we're focused, okay? Because we understand that these are dangerous times, and there's a lot of confused sheep out there who really need help, okay? A lot. Moses said, teach us to number our days, right? Number our days. Make those days count. Pray. Fast, focus. Okay, let us get to work and do our jobs fully, 100%. Something that I pray for on a regular basis is that the Holy Spirit helped me to understand that heaven is, and heaven, God's will is done 24/7. That's what makes it heaven. See, down here, it's a fallen world. His will is not done 24/7, right? We got to advance his will. We push his will through as servants of God. But it's fallen, and the rulers of this world, right, are our enemies. But in heaven, God's will is done 24/7. Okay, that's it. For all eternity, boom. His will is done, right? Is that what Jesus said? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because in heaven, his will is done. And what the Holy Spirit led me to pray was that I have a renewing of my mind. For a renewing of my mind. Understanding that as I walk in the Spirit and fulfill his will, that I can have a savor of heaven. I don't know if that makes sense from explaining that while I pray. But that peace that surpasses understanding, that unconditional joy, because if in heaven his will is done continually, and then here on earth, if I walk in the Spirit and just am obedient and doing his will continually, I can have a savor of heaven while I'm here. So let us work and let us focus, not get distracted, right? Being joyful in our work, rejoicing in our work because we're doing the Lord's will. And then also too, especially here in the United States, right? Obviously, anybody can listen, but, it's who I'm appointed to talk to here is, my sisters in the United States. Be so guarded against vain glory. This spirit is like just a huge, 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 huge stronghold in the minds of Americans. Vain glory. Scripture says the work of the flesh. Vain glory, right? Emulations. Wanting to be famous. This is wicked stuff, okay? It's evil stuff. Has no place in the church. No place in the body of Christ. Okay? The one we glorify is Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, okay? That's what scripture says, okay? So it's not about us, okay? And if you're laboring and there's any popping in your head, anything pops into your head about how people will say this about you, right? You know, or any thoughts about what people will think of you. Oh, wow, that was so great. Oh, they really like that. You should be aware that you are being deceived. Okay? Be aware of this. I really believe that so many good servants get trapped by this because the Lord gives them something, okay, of the Spirit, and then people like it, right? Because it's good. And then they start to chase that. Instead of continuing to pursue the things of God, they pursue the approval of man. Okay, and Jesus talks about this. Okay, so if you're thinking about in any way, shape, or form what people will think of you, wrong focus. Wrong focus. Okay, because that'll shift. Look what they did to Jesus. One day they're praising him, saying Hosanna. Next day, crucify him, right? That'll shift. That's the flesh, that's the nature of it. Okay, but then praise God, the same ones that crucified him, many of them got saved, right? When they heard Peter speak. So we're not concerned with that. The flesh shifts back and forth. It's like the waves of the sea. It's inconsistent, okay? We're focused on the day we see our Father, okay? And he tries our works by fire. He looks at what we did. That's our only focus, okay? The only approval we want is God's approval. And we got to really fight, okay? And even if you don't think that you're a, you know, person that's given to vanity and you're not really into fame, maybe you're a shy person, still be aware of it. It's still going to try and come. This stuff is running rampant here. It's just, it's a natural thing of the flesh. It's a natural work of the flesh. So it happens. But it's just insane in the United States. It's like out of control. And it unfortunately is in parts of the church. And we just stay away from it and you will be so happy. I tell you right now, there is nothing better than the feeling of knowing that you are serving God and God alone. Serving people is stressful anyways. Okay, we don't want to because we don't want to fall into that category where they desire the approval of man over the approval of God. Okay, we don't want to be like that. But then also too, it's just, it feels good because it's like I'm just praying. And there's so many times where, you know, people do get upset and they don't like what I have to say. And I'm like, oh my God, Lord, did I make a mistake? I go and I pray and he's like, no, you did exactly what I wanted. And then, whew, praise God. That's all that matters at the end of the day. Okay? Not that we become harsh and bitter and things like that. Well, I don't care what you think. It's only God's opinion that matters. No, I'm not saying that. We love people and we desire that their eyes will be opened. And we are servants, okay? But we let our souls rest on the fact that we're here to serve God and God alone. And that is just wonderful because it doesn't change. He's consistent, okay? All right, he's a good God. I love serving him so much. It feels so good. Such a relief. I say that because I used to be an idolater. I used to worry about what people thought all the time. I was such a man pleaser. Oh my gosh, it was a nightmare because people will shift on you and they'll get angry and you're constantly stressed out. It was a nightmare. So I'm so grateful to be delivered from that. And if you do struggle with that, okay, you do have sort of this idolater, sort of fearful type of spirit where you're always afraid of people getting mad at you. Just focus on the Lord, okay? He will make you bold. He will give you courage. He will set you free from that bondage because it is. Oh, Lord have mercy. What a nightmare that was. All these butterflies in my stomach all the time. They're going to get mad. They're not going to like that, right? Relief, right? Because I serve the Lord. Oh, it feels so good. That's it. He's my only one master, my only God, the only one that I focus on. I just do what he wants consistently, and I feel peace inside. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. Praise God. Okay? Still love people. We don't want to be high-minded, elevating ourselves, right? Either given to pride. I serve God, so I don't care what you think. You know, being harsh and unloving, okay? No, we love people, okay? We love them. Okay? Slap you, turn the other cheek. Okay, and you genuinely in your heart pray for them to have their eyes opened, truly, okay? Really loving them, right? But we don't serve them in terms of being a manservant, an eye for eye service. That's what scripture talks about, the Apostle Paul, right? The big difference, right? We're serving them to help them in their walk, to help them know the Lord, okay? But we don't serve them to please them. There's a big difference. We're not a man pleaser. We're not an idolater. We don't desire the approval of man. Big difference between the two, okay? So be aware as you're laboring that that vainglory will come and try and tap you on the shoulder and get you to lose focus. You know what? People really like it when you do this. People really like it when you do that. Everybody's talking about you. War against this spirit. This is a wicked, ungodly spirit that is rampant in the United States, okay? All right? Approval of God. That's where my joy is. So God is happy with what I'm doing, okay? Because that's what bears fruit for the kingdom of God, okay? And it's a warning, because a lot of times you have good servants, but they get distracted by this stuff, this vainglory. And then you wonder how it seemed like in their walk they were doing so well, right? They had such understanding. This was like right on point. And then they just kind of lost their way. Sometimes that's where what got them. Because then you fall into a whole sea of false reasoning, I heard one preacher call it, false reasoning. Because they start to serve another god. Vainglory, right? Fame. And now all of a sudden they're doing stuff of the flesh to advance their own kingdom, right? We don't want this. Don't do this. It's a bad snare, okay? And it definitely will come around when the Lord, trust me, when the Lord gives you a patch of field and you're working on it and you're being faithful, just be aware and keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep talking to God, keep talking to God every day in your prayer closet. Okay, because there's going to be so much that comes. People, spirits, dreams, flesh, okay? Friends, family members, distractions in the world, all kinds of stuff is going to pop up to pull you away from your patch. Okay? But just focus, zone in. Just zone in. My favorite scriptures, I have a favorite scripture, the whole Bible is my favorite, but one of my favorite scriptures that just cuts me right to the soul, I love it, and I cleave to it, is when Jesus says that he has work to do, and he says, how straight I am until it's accomplished. How straight I am until it's accomplished. Okay? Talks about this baptism. He's talking about the cross. His eyes were focused. He knew what he was here to do, and he was going to do it. Nothing was going to get in his way. He said, how straight I am until it's accomplished. I love that verse. I just see our Lord and Savior just boom, looking right at Calvary. Nothing was going to get in his way. Called Peter the Rock. And then the second that Peter popped up, right, got used of Satan to stand in between him and what he was here to do, his purpose, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Boom. Right? He says, I wish you were cold or boiling hot. One of the two. Right? That's our Lord and Savior. Blessing Peter one minute because he was in line with the kingdom of God, and rebuking him the second that he was in opposition to the kingdom of God. Black and white. Knows the truth, light and dark. I love that. Apostle Paul said, I have finished the race, right? Finished the race, 2 Timothy. Crown laid up for me. So I'd done what I was supposed to do. You want that feeling. You want that feeling. You want that feeling. Okay? When your heart stops beating, you want, yes, I did it. By the grace of God, I'm done. Jesus said, it is finished. Take that little patch of land that the Holy Spirit has given you in front of you, and you work on it until it is done. You work at it until it is done. It's finished. You go home relieved to our Lord and Savior. Oh, I did my, the Lord gave me a job and I did it. It's done. Here you go, Father. Here are my talents. You were kind to me and you were good to me and you gave me something. You gave me this gift for the body of Christ. And look, look, Father, I used it up until there was nothing left. I labored with all my heart because I love you. Here you go. Here's my offering. It's for you. So I pray that's helpful. And then another snare while you're working on your field to be very guarded against is envy. Because this is it's just a very dangerous trap. If you're working on your field and the enemy's tapping on the shoulder saying, ooh, look at what, you know, her field looks like. Ooh, look how many people listen to her. Look at her gifts. Whatever it is. Okay, be aware that you are being fully set up. And it's really, actually, scripture says that the Pharisees handed Jesus over to Pilate for envy. So it can develop into a very murderous spirit, okay? And a lot of times when you see people who have not, crucified this and made war against it, because we're all subject like passions, we all get faced with temptation, okay? But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's a faith issue. What do you believe? Do you really believe you're going to be happy doing somebody else's calling? Okay? Right? Do you believe that God has a specific calling for you that will truly bless your soul? Because he does. And you want to pursue it. Okay? And just die to self and focus on what God, and just actively with your whole heart seek your calling. Okay? Because the longer you're focused on someone else, the more you're slowing down your own calling in your own life. Okay? Because we each have a calling. Okay? And be aware that, you know, especially if you're envying in a certain area where this person's getting attention, maybe the other person's field is more one that's people can see, you know what I mean? Like prophecy or someone has like a large, you know, following, or a lot of people listen to them, or whatever it is, okay? It's the type of thing that gives attention, and the Lord's trying to call you to be something that's a little bit more behind closed doors, like intercessory, okay, or administrations, okay. Be aware that the Lord is probably, it could possibly be doing this to save your soul, okay, because maybe it talks about this, right, the jars of clay and vessels of honor and dishonor. God made you, he knows where your weaknesses are, and it's possible, okay, that he wants you in a more private place, because that's too much temptation, okay? Maybe getting a lot of attention from people is just too much temptation. Or maybe it'll pull you away from caring for your family, okay? Or maybe there's some other reason why it's just not appointed for you, okay? But it just really boils down to, what do you believe? Do you really believe, okay, that God made you, he gave you specific gifts to fulfill his will, okay? And you must believe that as you do that and pursue your specific calling 100%, when you fulfill it, you will be beyond happy. You will be full of joy, because fulfilling God's will, okay, is like heaven. It really is. It's a blessing. When you're doing what God made you to do, you're going to be overfilled with joy. So don't worry about what somebody else is doing, okay? Because it's a very, very, very dangerous snare. And a lot of times when you see people actively warring against servants of God, you're like, "Boy, gosh, why are they so bitter against this person? What's going on there?" It's envy. Okay? You don't want to find yourself, if you don't nip this in the bud and actively make war against it, or even if you are handed over to it, you know what I mean? We'll repent. Now, if you find someone just really bothers you and you just constantly feel so jealous of what they're doing, this is the spirit that's on your back, and you want that thing gone, okay? Because it's got a buddy, okay? Of a very murderous heart. And I'm not saying that so you're going to go and kill somebody, but that's the spirit that's behind it when you see someone actually persecuting them, a servant of God. Okay, it's bad stuff, just all of it, just run away from it, okay? So if you're working on your field, devil's tapping on your shoulder, going, look over there, just ignore him, okay? Knowing in your heart and believing, having a heart of faith that this is what I was made to do, and I'm going to do it with everything I got. And as I do it, it's going to make me, it's going to fill my heart with joy, I'm dead to self. I don't matter anymore. It's not about me, right? Put to death the works of the flesh. Amen? Because it's just, it's true, you know? God made us. He knows the inner workings of our souls and of our hearts. And so when we're working and laboring in the gifts that he gave us, you know, by his Holy Spirit, you know, like when we're actually doing what we made to do, it's a wonderful feeling and nothing can compare to it. So it's just, he knows us, he made us. So, I mean, it's just, if we're doing what our Creator made us to do, then there's just nothing better than that. It really is amazing. God is wonderful. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. First of all, if there's anybody that is listening to this and they're not born again, just pray by the power of your Holy Spirit that they will receive the gospel, the good news, that they can receive eternal life and a brand new life here through your death and resurrection. Just pray that they'll become born again, take that leap of faith and ask and say, Lord, make me born again. I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and what he did on the cross. And they receive the Holy Spirit. And for all of my sisters that are listening to this, I just pray a special blessing over them, that they are just magnificent in their labors. Pray against everything that would come against them as they are working and their appointed will for your appointed will for their lives. And I just really pray that they just have an eager heart to work, a spirit of joy as they're working, knowing that there is just nothing else better than doing that, and that they're focused on just yielding tons of fruit. Let them be so fruitful, just pouring out with tons of fruit as they work. And so I just pray a special blessing over them, that as they labor in their field, they will be abundantly fruitful. I ask all these things in your Son, Jesus' name, amen. And I'll leave you with Revelation chapter 21 so we can stay focused and motivated by the grace of God to stay focused on where we'll be when this is all done. So we'll stay faithful in our labor.
Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying,
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
And he that sat upon the throne said,
Behold, I make all things new.
And he said unto me,
Write, for these words are true and faithful.
And he said unto me,
It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying,
Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, The holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal